Grace to you and peace from God who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. I cannot even begin to imagine what Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome were feeling as they headed toward the garden on that Sunday morning so long ago. They had been through as close to hell on earth as anyone who has not ever been in a war zone. Because their friend, their teacher, their Lord had been falsely arrested. Because someone that they had all trusted, or at the very least their teacher had trusted, had arranged for Jesus to be handed over to the religious officials. Jesus was then bounced around from religious high council to paranoid high priest and finally to the government puppet before having the living daylights beaten and whipped out of him. Barely able to stand on his own with no sleep whatsoever, unless, of course, he passed out during the whipping, he was forced to carry the means of his own execution on his shoulders through the streets. Stripped naked, spikes pounded through his flesh and bone, hung there to be mocked, ridiculed, insulted, abused. Or finally dying. And he did die. He was dead. Stone cold dead. Those women knew that. They watched Joseph from Arimathea take his body down off of the cross. At the very least, Joseph was able to wrap it in the burial cloth before he laid it in the tomb that was carved out of the hillside. What did they think, those women? How did they feel as they watched Joseph roll the stone in front and seal the tomb? Yet here they are, Sunday morning, 2 nights, 3 days later. Here they are, walking into the garden. What happened in those intervening hours? Did they tremble as they watched him die? Did they tremble as they tried to eat, as they attempted to sleep? Did anyone even talk to one another? What did they do, those women? Those women who loved Jesus. Those women who listened and knew and followed him. Were they themselves anything more than trembling, animated zombies as they walked to that garden? Finally, they arrived. In the early morning dusk, that not quite real light that permeates the horizon, they had the presence of mind to know that they faced yet one more obstacle, that stone across the entrance. Upon their arrival, though, they see perhaps the very first glimmer of something maybe going their way. The stone is moved. They can enter the tomb, anoint the body, yet their friend, their teacher, their Lord, finally properly. Bury it. Numbness of emotion might have felt a tremble of just something positive, an imperceptible crack in their frozen center. The door is now open. They can enter. But any warmth, any inkling of hope, and any iota of light is immediately stopped, for there is some man sitting there, dressed in white, telling them the second most absurd thing that they have heard in the last 3 days. The first absurd thing being, of course, hearing that lonely final cry of Jesus as he hung on the cross. But this man, this stranger, he tells them that Jesus is not here. Jesus is not dead. He tells them that they have to go and tell Peter and the others. Jesus will meet them in Galilee, where it all began. What were they feeling? Were they trembling with joy, with anticipation, with unbelief? Their Lord was alive? Their friend, beaten to shreds, was now living? They saw him on the cross. They heard his cries of despair. They witnessed his death. Who is this guy to tell them he has been raised? Is it any wonder that they shot out of the cave, ran from the garden, terrified and trembling? How could they even possibly begin to have hoped of any kind in those awful, amazing words? Jesus is alive!